Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so we always start in the show with little victories.
It's a good way to start the day.
And my little victory is I'm kid-free today.
Oh, that's a big victory.
We have no children in the studio. It's a miracle. Yesterday, my boys were here. It was fun. Bryce came in. That was amazing.
Tell me why I thought you meant at home, not here.
No.
I was like, nice, where they at?
They're at home, DZ. I met here, okay?
Here.
They're fine. They're alive and they're well.
I thought they were with their pops or
they're
something.
Asleep.
They're at sleepovers with friends last minute
they're
and you
asleep.
Had the date. No, that you just meant here.
I just meant they're not at work. We can breathe.
That went right over my head.
That's
bro.
All right. Well, it's a little chaotic around here these days. So no kids, little victories. Even though yesterday was hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
At one point I listened back to the boys on the air and I was dying. I listened to our podcast.
I
was like,
yesterday.
Hudson is something else sometimes with his one line. Man,
he was killing me with his hand raising. I was loving. Listen, I had fun yesterday, but it was hectic. It was
I
a lot. It was chaotic,
too.
But it was good.
Don't tell my kids, but I did too.
No, oh no, I'm not going to tell them. Yeah, I'm only saying it because I know they're still sleeping.
Yeah, they thank God. So, what's your little victory?
My little victory is low key. Honestly, we finally did some positive yesterday.
What?
We got my wife her new phone. You know how we talked about going over to Verizon, giving it an upgrade.
Aaron, yeah. You've finally gotten to be in the same wheelhouse as your husband.
Look
thank
at her.
God.
Look at her. So,
so now you have the same chargers.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I didn't know the new iPhone had a nut. We're switching again with the charging port. I am so annoyed with this, but fine, I'll do it. Like I have with every, I was like, we're switching again.
They're changing a few things. They're changing a few buttons.
Man,
now you got like a camera button kind of thing on the side where you can control. Yeah, you can control your camera with this.
What's the only thing I ever grab my phone for?
The side button. Is different now too. Where this is for silence and for
I have
ring.
A 13, you have a 16, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So at least you and your wife can charge your phone
at
with
the same
cord.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same cord.
But now we got to switch every other charger in our house.
Stupid.
But it is what it is. The little victory, we got her handled. Her phone is no longer cracked. And honestly, you want to know the even crazier part within that little victory of going to Verizon?
What?
Like, well, one is because I'm a community ambassador with the Great Lakes Verizon. That's part of the partnership, and they're like, hey, we got you on a hookup, whatever. But I pull up, I walk inside, and I look at this dude, and I'm like, you look familiar. And 2 seconds later, I go, hey, I'm looking for Frank. Tony sent me.
Wait, what? I'm so confused. I'm looking for Frank. Who's Tony?
I walk into Verizon.
Yeah.
I see this guy. I'm like, huh, that guy looks familiar. And then I look at the guy in front of me and go, hey, I'm looking for Frank. Tony sent me. Tony's
okay.
My connect.
Right? Oh, okay.
Tony's
got
my
it.
Guy.
Got it.
Frank,
got it.
Frank is his guy there.
Frank's the guy that works at the store.
So
noted. Okay.
The guy I'm talking to goes, I'll get Frank in a second. Who are you? I'm like, well, I'm DZ. I'm a community ambassador, yada, yada. He's like, oh, for sure. I'm Derek. Nice to meet you. Let me go get Frank. Frank is the guy I had seen that looked familiar to me. He looks at me and goes, does your son do Taekwondo?
Oh, I'm like, where are you going with this?
You got to follow along. Does your son do Taekwondo? I knew this guy from Taekwondo. He's one of the parents of one of the kids who I go to Taekwondo with. He goes, you look familiar, man. Yeah. Dog, we ended up connecting. I was like, Frank, I know you. You're my boy. I made best friends with Frank. Look, so, triple little victory.
So you got a new phone and you made best friends with the guy who gave it to you for free.
Basically,
shocking.
Who I see every single Saturday at Taekwondo
That's
for our kids.
Cool. Well, now you got to connect for real.
Small walkie.
I'll come find you for when I need Verizon, my guy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, out of all places, what are the odds?
Yeah,
man, and I've been seeing this guy for the last month, every Saturday.
It's a small world, dude.
Small world.
All right, well, we have tickets to Tacos and Tequila today at 7:45 after Am I the Jerk at Franklin Field. Mm. And I think we just need to get into the question of the day, honestly.
I'm with it.
Yeah, because it's something I'm a little curious about. I want to know how everybody lives their life.
Oh, life living?
I'm being nosy today with the question of the day. Absolutely. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So I was watching Married at First Sight, I admit it, and they were talking about how they lived their lives when they moved in together.
Okay.
And so this led to the question of the day, because she goes, how often do you wash your towels, to her new husband that she had just met? And I went, yeah, girl, yeah.
That is a good question.
What's the answer? Because you're moving in, you don't know this person, you're married, and you got to go, so how often do you wash your towels? I mean, you're finding out the most basic things about people.
It's the premise of the show. You're married at first sight, so you don't know each other, right?
I started thinking, well, how often do I wash my towels and the boys? And you can text or call 414-533-1037. DZ, when I was a kid, every single bath or shower, I would throw it in the laundry.
Throw the towel down?
As an adult, absolutely not. I can't believe my parents allowed that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why I was. Now I hang them and I do at least 2 to 3 showers with the same ones, and my hair too. I have two towels.
Two towels and a body towel.
Two hooks in my bathroom where the towels hang when I'm not using them.
Right.
And so I have two that I rotate every few days, I'd say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what about you?
I'd say the boys probably go about a week.
Okay.
Maybe a week and some change with the same towel. Because
They're not even dirty.
Not bathing them every single day, but yes, they are dirty.
Mm-hmm.
These boys are ever dirty and always dirty.
Yeah.
We just go through a lot of baby wipes to get the most of the dirt. But me and the wifey, probably, 3-4 days. If it was up to me, I'd be getting a new towel every bath, every shower. Just mentally, I would.
Really? Yeah.
That's kind of how I grew up. I always grabbed a new towel.
Yeah.
My mom hated it, but she never stopped it.
Right.
And then, it was more of those things that had to morph when me and my wife kind of coupled up. And it was like, why are you throwing your towel every single time? Keep it for another shower. I'm like, nope. I was playing football. I was doing sports. I'd be dirty. So sometimes one towel was all I could do. And then there was mud on it that, you know.
Well, and I grew up swimming competitively. So you guys have to understand, 5 days a week I was showering at the pool. Rarely showered or bathed at home when I swam, because we were always washing our hair or whatever when we got out of the pool.
You couldn't let the chlorine slip.
I never was at home. I did shower at home a lot as a kid, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And on the weekends I'm at meets. So I'm showering at the meets.
You are literally always showering at a school or somebody else's school.
Yes, Kelly in Sussex texted and said, every 3 to 4 uses, then I'll wash them. Luke in Economowoc said, was towels once a week when we clean the bathroom once a week. That's a good way to do it. I do that. If I'm cleaning, I grab the towels and rugs and wash them.
Yeah, good call.
Who texted in, you're supposed to wash the towels? Stop.
Please don't joke like that.
Nope,
don't do that.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, the phones are ringing. You want to grab one quick? All right, screw it. Let's go for it. Hi, Kiss FM, who's this?
Hey, it's Mike from Racing.
Oh, it's our believer.
Aw, snap.
Our professional volleyball player, Michael.
You're a believer.
Mike.
What up, Mike?
You're probably showering daily.
What up, y'all? Good morning.
Good morning.
I got one more week left in the USA.
Oh, and then he's gone for the pros.
You're leaving?
Why'd you have to break our hearts like that?
No.
Hey.
I don't even want to talk to you.
What country are you going to again, Mike?
I'm going to Czech Republic.
Well, you can listen on our app, hopefully.
You better be able to.
DZ, I told him.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I'll talk to her prime minister.
When you were gone, I met a girl who said Natasha and she at Summerfest, and she had gone home to Russia and listened to us on the app, and she was so happy she could still get us in Russia. I said, I didn't know. But so great. She was very excited.
Well, at one point when I've gone to Colombia, you couldn't listen on no app, so it better be different now. That was a long time ago.
So now it must be different.
It better be different. And you better report back. Come on, Mike.
You can still text or call us from the Czech
Republic. Please don't
stop. Yeah,
we need a listener in the Czech
Republic. I was thinking of the time difference, and I'm pretty sure like when I call when I'm here, it'll match up.
Yes.
Like, I think I'm like 8 hours ahead.
All right, we love you. This is great. Okay, so how often do you wash your towels, Mike?
Okay, so I'll do it once a week, but I use two towels. So I'll use like one towel for like maybe 3-4 days, and then I'll use the next towel for 3-4 days.
Oh, okay.
And then I wash them.
Together.
I thought maybe he had a hair towel like me.
I was going to say, you got long hair. What are you using that second towel for, my boy?
He does not.
when the first one gets dirty, bro.
No, I hear you,
fair
man.
Fair enough.
I know.
Well, I appreciate you, Mike. And I just want to say, as someone who's now joined a sand volleyball league, I hate sand. It's official. I have gone through laundry 2 weeks now where I'm angry and there's sand everywhere. Even in the shower, there was sand from Hudson the other day. I was so annoyed.
That's a one-towel situation.
Oh, I was so annoyed.
One and done.
Sand everywhere, dude.
Sand,
everywhere.
Bonfires, mud. Ugh. I'm out. I'm not smelling that in the next shower. Nope.
All right, Mike. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Love you.
Hey, love y'all. Have a good day.
Peace, man. You too. We'll talk soon. You better call again before you leave.
I love getting people to say I love you back. All right, let's go to the phones and take your text next. 414-533-1037.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day is, how often do you wash your towels? Because I'm very into the last season of Married at First Sight on Hulu. Even though it's old, I don't care. I'm watching the Denver one. It's crazy.
It sometimes be fun to watch old seasons because you could binge it.
I've been binging it. It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she was asking how often you wash your towels because they're moving in together and they don't know each other, which is weird.
You got to learn these things when you just get married at first sight.
At least the experts have like background checked them. Well, you know, sure you're not moving in with a tote, but it's weird.
They do a lot of psychological evaluations along the way,
but
too,
it's
to
still
make sure
creepy.
Keep you right.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to still
I
creepy.
Just heard that. It is still creepy.
Let's go with Teddy in Muskego. I'm sorry. We're going to go to him first. Hi, Teddy.
Marnin.
What up, dog?
Teddy, how often do you wash your towels?
Okay, the average person can borderline push 2 weeks.
Sure, I'm sure.
That's a lot.
You could.
Borderline. I would say I wash 2 to 3 days because I shower 2 to 3 times a day.
Ah.
Why do you shower so much? Is it because you be so active? You a sweaty guy? What do you do?
Well, you know, it's work and then it's lake.
He does.
And then
he's
golf,
a. He drives
you know.
The boat for the water skiers.
It's fun.
Don't you jump in ever or no?
Just sometimes.
He's
when I have time. I don't know if you would know because you've never been to a show, but.
Oh, shots fired! Teddy, is there a show tonight?
There is a show tonight.
What time?
At 6 o'clock.
I have a date. We'll change it. Fine.
Ooh,
we'll go to the. Where's the show?
Idle Isle Park in Muskego.
Say less.
That's out there.
That is out there. Shoot.
That's out there.
Shoot. Okay, well, maybe I'll come tonight. Is there another one next week?
Text us the address.
There's another one next week.
Okay,
Wednesday.
Next week. You know what? Because we have so much with the fair this week. And I know I want to go to one of these water ski shows.
Do.
These are crazy cool.
No cap. I definitely do.
It's on.
I
you know
see
what?
It in person.
August 13th. It's in my calendar. I'm not even joking. Yeah. See you next Wednesday.
Bring a clean towel.
Forget you, Teddy. Okay.
Aye, Captain.
Teddy's water ski show.
I'll let you later,
bye.
Man.
Bye.
Peace. Love.
In my calendar, I'll forget forever. Okay.
Guarantee
moving on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we have Chaya and Waylon on the phone. Our 7-year-old
young homies.
Yeah. Let's go to them. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this? I wanted to make it official.
You got to make him say it.
I didn't know which one was going to talk first, if you want me to be honest.
Which one? Mom or Young?
Yeah. Hi, Waylon. How often do you wash your towels? You.
We do it like a few times.
You?
He does his own laundry. We learned this.
Oh, that's right. I forgot his mom has him doing his laundry.
Mm-hmm. So every few days?
Yeah.
Just mom, one towel or
mom,
all of them?
Mom's chiming in on this one. What's up, Mom?
Yeah, we do towels every few days, but, okay. You know, Waylon sometimes just, you know, grabs whatever towel he wants, so then we might have to do more laundry because we run out of towels.
Girl, let me tell you, triggered. My kids do this. I make them hang up their towel that they've just used. I got them a hook in their bedrooms and everything, and then they, what do they do when they shower again? They go get a new towel. Mm-hmm. I hear the creak of the linen closet open in the hall, and I go, oh, they're getting another towel. Unbelievable. I go, there's one hanging up.
I need a freshie.
They just keep going. They forget.
We're still in the stages where our kids want their particular towel.
Oh, jeez.
So Sammy wants that Paw Patrol.
Because they have the characters. Hood, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And the character. No, I want that one.
And now Owen wants the beach towels because they're so big. Kids want the giant ones.
He needs the extendo. He needs the double XL
so
towels.
Do I.
Yeah.
I'm big too. Yeah. I feel like I'm 5'11". I need a long one. You need
Towel
the,
City over
the
here, Waylon
sheet.
And Chaya.
The bath sheet versus the
bath towel. I love beach towels for showers.
They are the best.
They're just so much better.
I know. I got
we
a bunch.
We can talk about towels for
Girl.
Days, apparently.
We can't. That's all we use.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I've started
Even
using more beach towels in the shower. Even at school.
Even, what do you need a towel at school for, Waylon?
Water days, maybe.
Oh, valid.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Valid.
All right. Thanks for calling, guys. Love you.
Bye. Okay, we
bye.
Love you guys.
Fine,
he was
fine.
In the back going, oh, do I say I love you, Mom? Is that okay?
So stinking cute, dude.
Adorable.
Well, I wash every, you know, couple of days. That's my thing. Mm-hmm. So, hey, whatever you do, do you. Just if as long as it's gross, we don't want to know.
I know there was an average, but don't do 2 weeks like
I don't know
Teddy
what
said.
The average
you
is.
You don't do 2 weeks.
Because then it's going to smell moldy, dude.
After one.
Ick.
What?
Okay, we're good.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so what is the problem today, DZ? I didn't even look to see what the issue was. Oh my gosh! An ex-employee bashing your name? Oh, now it's on.
Yeah.
But do you suck or are you cool?
Why you sit up so fast?
Because there's people I could come for. And I'm like, what?
Nah, get this.
What?
Listen, she says, Allie and DZ... So get this.
She wrote just like me. So get this.
So get this.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
My dream of owning a shop became a reality after years of discipline and saving. It had been shattering by my friend's betrayal and has been shattered by my friend's betrayal.
Oh, okay.
I invited her to be my partner. And for 8 intense months, we built this business from the ground up.
Oh, cool.
The grand opening was a triumph, and we were both riding high on the success.
Nice.
Then, after a particularly productive business retreat, she ghosted me with a curt text declaring she'd quit for a different opportunity. Shocked?
What? You just opened a business together, I thought.
Shocked.
How can you leave?
To discover the truth, she had went back to our old retail store. Not just as an employee, but to become the new manager. To add insult to injury, she's been actively trash-talking my business online, posting scathing reviews, comments on social media, falsely labeling it toxic and mismanaged, air quotes. I'm absolutely fuming.
Is it? No, I'm like, but Ari, is it?
It's one thing to deal with personal slights, but this public sabotage directly attacks my livelihood, my reputation, and the future I've poured my heart and soul into. How do I directly and effectively deal with this calculated and damaging sabotage?
Somebody's ruining your reputation. You got a new business. These two friends open it together. One opens, then one's with, and then they leave and go back to the old place, right? Okay, fine. So now the one who left is bashing the one who opened the business.
My question is, what happened at this retreat?
Yeah. What
did
went
somebody
down?
Get in your ear?
Yeah.
I don't... This happened too quick. It hasn't been a year yet, and it's already, you know, people are falling apart.
Well, and I've gone through this where nobody cares if people are bashing your name except you until it happens to them.
I know that's right.
You know that's right. It's a fact, right?
And I'm a keep my name out your mouth, I'll keep your name out my mouth kind of person.
Yeah.
Nor do I like to talk bad about anybody in public or in private, to be
real.
I want
to know what they're saying. It's toxic. Like, why? What does that mean? There's only two of you.
What prompted them to say it was toxic? Like,
you got to have some background if you're going to make those accusations.
And what's going on behind closed doors that ruined this relationship? I wish we knew what happened at this retreat.
I know.
Did somebody get in your ear and say, well, why are you working with somebody else when, you know, you can open your own plant shop or whatever? Right?
Sorry, I read a text that said from this Diosmar who always texts in, she's being too nice. I'd step on her neck. Stop.
Low key, that's an immediate reaction.
So it's two
reaction.
Women?
Yeah.
Okay, so they opened a business, a shop, and then one went, I don't know if it's a flower shop, a hair shop, I don't know what it is, it's a shop. And then one went off and did their own thing. Okay.
Now, well, one went off and went back to their old job. So think about it. You spent however many years at one job
together
and go, let's open our own store, girl. We could do this on our own. Let's make it our dream. Let's make it special. Let's make it cute. Let's make it fun. Let's make it whatever. And then you do. 8 months go by and out of nowhere, boom, they dip.
Yeah.
After what you thought was a great retreat that you probably paid for.
You know what the hard part of this is? It's like when you're so confused, you're like, what just happened?
What just happened?
I thought we were cool.
No,
that's where the real issue is. You know what? Go to the phone.
And you quit over text?
And well, that's the worst part. To quit over text is like, I mean, you're going to quit a business? Oh, that's crazy.
Come on now. And now bash them online.
So if you need to pull up and say it to their face if you're going to do it online.
Ain't going to be no talking.
Oh, my goodness.
You pull up.
I mean.
Better be ready.
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, my friends. It's me.
Saucy Sandra.
Morning, Saucy.
First off, I got a shout out to Bryce.
I was hoping you would because he shouted you out yesterday.
Yes.
When Bryce and Racine came in. He called this morning. He calls every day and talks to us. And he said, he called this morning. He said, thank you for having me on. I've listened since I was a kid. Thank you for letting me share blind awareness with people because he's blind. And he just was so happy to be here. So I'm sure he's listening. He is listening now and he's loving it.
We were happy to have him.
Yes.
All right, Saucy, what about this now? Because somebody texted in and said it's common for that to happen in retail and salons because they're sometimes commissioned based. I don't know.
Right.
Okay, Sauce.
First off, what you're going to do is you're going to start documenting all these things. And then what you're going to do is you are going to take the lady to court.
Oh, I was like, there's no HR. Where are you going with the documentation?
Yeah,
there's nothing to do.
You're going to document this. And then you are going to take her to court.
For slander? Or what?
For slander and for defamation of character.
Because slander is only, you can do slander, but it has to be untrue. So if I'm saying, oh, yo, you cheated on your wife to some random guy and he did.
Slander.
Sue me away, guy, because it's a fact.
Yeah.
But if I'm making things up, you know what I'm saying?
So you would have to have proof that it isn't toxic or mismanaged. Yeah. Then how do you prove that?
That's a lot, man.
Especially if it's a
small business, you're just learning.
A small store where it's maybe you, your friend, and another employee or two, max. There ain't no HR. They ain't no department. They ain't nobody to really report to. I've worked in small local shops where the culture can shift, and you unfortunately got to deal with people getting petty and like high school energy type stuff, man.
100%. However, if you can look at the sales and the sales change or anything like that, you can take them and be like, no, they changed it. My business changed and fell down because of the words
because
and the
of that, because
that
people stopped coming because they were talking trash
after XYZ date this started.
But what about the friend who you opened with, the other girl who texted her she was done? I mean, come on,
through a text.
I'm sorry, but your friend needs to grow the heck up. She is not your friend. She is a monster. She needs to grow up and be able to communicate and say, hey, I have these issues and problems. And maybe my petty self would start slamming her and being like, this person doesn't know how to communicate.
Well, then you're just going low when they're going low instead of going high when they're going low.
We are petty.
You're right. You know what? Sorry, this is where DZ comes in because I'm like, you're right, we're petty.
We are petty.
And DZ's like, guys.
Otherwise, square up, because it's one thing to talk about me as a person. Do whatever, cool. But if you're messing with my business, now we've got other problems.
Oh, either one I'm angry about. Either you talk about me or my money, I'm coming for you, okay?
And that's why we love you, dog.
Okay, so this is just a messed up situation, period, between these two. Okay, Saucy, thanks for calling. Love you.
Love you, too. Much love. Bye, guys.
Peace, much love.
Bye. Okay, 414-533-1037. These two women, they opened a business, and then one decided to leave and go back to their old stomping grounds, their old business, but just kind of texted and said, I'm out, and is bashing the person they had started the business with.
What do you want to name her?
Weird. The one who wrote in is Confused
Connie.
Connie, there you go. Confused Connie.
Connie's a
what
new one.
What do I do? Connie is a new one. Because it's an older name.
It is an older name. Short for conifer.
Confused Kayla. That's better. Much more modern. Thank you. Confused Kayla. Ooh, much better. I was embarrassed by our own aging ourselves in that one.
I was gonna say, nobody knows a Connie anymore.
No, we'll talk to you guys next. Got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
This is the best. This is the best. We couldn't decide what to name her, the girl that wrote in. And somebody texted in, oh my God, guys, I work with a Connie and my name is Kayla at the Pinecone. I'm dead.
Shout out to both of y'all.
So then DZ said, well, write her back and say, is Connie older? She wrote, yes!
Shout out Confused Kayla Connie.
Confused Kayla is what we named her after we switched over from Connie. And she wanted to know what to do, DZ, because her and a friend opened a business, a shop of some sort. We don't know what. And then the other friend decided to basically ghost her and go back to their old job and talk trash about her. And now she's like, I'm so confused. They broke up with me over text, even though it's a business deal.
Is it a better job because they're now the manager? Sure. But why are you bashing me online? Why are you bashing my shop online?
That's your friend.
And what happened? Right. Something. Like, where did this disconnect come from, bro?
Weird, right?
Yeah, my advice is throw hands.
Well, shout out to Mel from Pleasant Prairie who texted in. Good morning, Allie and DZ. I'm almost 40 and I don't know anyone named Connie. Love you guys so much. I've been listening to Kiss FM since I was a kid. We love you too, Mel. Let's go to the phones. Let's start with Lenny in Cedarburg. New guy on the phone. Check this out.
Lenny.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed.
Nice.
I'll honestly say that.
Well, give us some advice here. What do you think?
So I'm a business owner. I've started my business back in 99.
Perfect.
And I did the exact same thing. I let friends into my business ideas.
This
and,
is good.
You know, I learned real fast that you got to keep friends separate from business.
I bet this is really good advice.
Like family.
Honestly, though. It is like family.
Honestly, it's like family. Family, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in my business, you know, I let friends into my business and they have different perspectives, different ideas than I had for my business. So I had to cut ties. And then they went and did the same thing. They started up their own thing and it became a clash of bashing me.
Dude.
And
yes.
You know, but I let myself speak for myself.
Yes.
So was it a direct competitive business then to yours, right?
Yes, exactly.
Of course.
Yes, it was.
Of course.
You know what he's making me think about? See, I don't have a business, obviously. I talk about it on the air if I did, but
and when I got my empanadas, yeah,
then we're definitely talking about it. But no, but Lenny, I've thought about this a lot because I was trying to hire someone to help me with a few things that I need help with, like not an assistant, but an assistant, right?
Ish.
I have a lot of things. Even the other day, somebody said, you need an assistant to help you with your calendar, Allie. I go, I know.
Allie needs an organizer.
And I thought, I don't want to hire anyone I know
yep.
because it's going to be a problem down the line.
I get that.
I don't, there's so many people I can think of that would be amazing to help me in this role that I would pay. And I'm like, no, no, and no, because I don't want to hire someone I know.
Okay.
And so I support this, Lenny, because it does get icky when you get friends and family involved.
Well, Lenny, school them. How do you cut ties? Because the ties have already been cut, but the bashing is still going. How did you get it to, you know, stop handily? You can't let this wash on its own, especially if it's affecting business.
True.
Once I realized that we just had different ideas for the business, I just had to say, you know what?
This
go do your own thing. I'll do mine. But unfortunately, I've been in the business way longer, so I understood the business.
He was more of the leader in this sense, so Lenny knew, but this is great advice.
I let myself speak for myself. So when it came down to it, people seen the difference, and everybody has their opinions of one or the other.
Well,
but
you know what? You're cut out to be
a
leader.
I've been successful for how many years now?
Well, shout out, what's your business? Screw it, what's your business?
I own a DJ business. Party Up DJ Service.
Cool, well congrats. Shout out to DJs.
Big
we
ups.
Appreciate that. I'm
Party
glad you're successful.
DJs.
I appreciate
and you're
you
right.
guys.
Don't
Thank
hire
you,
friends. Good point. Goodbye.
Good luck, Lenny. Have a great one, man.
Have a good one. Thank you.
You too.
No, he's right. He's so right. This is where it all gets icky, especially down the road. But Lenny's right because he speaks up for himself.
But then that's
how you lead.
You're cutting out the easiest people and sometimes the best people to start a partnership with.
I know
with.
The people you trust.
The people you trust.
I know.
And you might go separate ways, but when did the relationship go sour and nobody say nothing? That's the problem.
I don't know. Let's go to Ariana in West Dallas. Screw it. We're going to get some more advice this morning. She's got her own theme song finally, and she picked Bad Bunny. What?
You know, a little something
finally.
Slight.
His fine self. Finally, somebody got some Bad Bunny. Ariana, good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Whoever.
All right, what do you think they should do? They're this person. What confused
Kayla?
Thank you, Rodan.
Slash Connie.
I know. Honestly, I was listening to her story. And I was like, you know what? Better now than later, because
True.
Honestly, you can show her that you're going to do way better than her. Honestly, I always think karma is a, you know.
It is.
So it comes around. And a father.
And they've only been together for 8 months with this business. It is so new.
It ain't even a year.
That's pretty insane. And that's unfortunate. But if she's passionate about it, she can move forward with it.
But wait,
it,
what
know?
Do we do about the talking trash? But hold on. What do we do about the talking trash, though?
You're hurt by the friendship being now scorned. You're hurt by the years of the pipe dream of like, girl, let's open our own thing. Yes, girl. And then when he became a reality and they jumped ship, you thought it was about to be a lifelong. And it fell apart and you went, whoa.
But you don't throw hands, DZ. I was listening to you.
What?
You know, you do this peacefully. You do it with actions, you know, and let her bash talk because you know what? It's always going to be dealt with actions.
Do you see why Ariana pulled me out of a fight in West Dallas? It's all coming together now. If you understand, if you heard the story from Monday, you know how Ariana saved my life. She said, Allie, woosah.
Ariana,
and I'm like, but they're talking trash.
So what's the action if it's not being
She's
about
the
that action?
One, yeah.
Right. What's the peaceful action? How do you get them to stop? You just let it wash? Like,
really?
Like Lenny was saying, let your actions, let your job
let karma
itself.
Work itself out?
Because come on now, you putting nothing in my pocket and you take something out.
I think that's what she's saying.
That's a problem.
Unbelievable.
I know, but sometimes it's better to stay quiet and let the actions speak.
You're right, because it will wear. It always does come out. The truth eventually comes out, even if it takes a long time.
Sure.
Whoever texted in non-compete, make them sign a non-compete. They already were in business together. That isn't even the issue. The issue is now that the friendship's over the business, and Kayla's confused.
Can't non-compete a post or an ex-employee or whatever.
She was never a friend. At the end of it, she was never a friend.
Well, Ariana. And go ahead. Sorry, and.
Oh no, I'm sorry. No, and at the end of it, it's gonna go better for the better person, and it's gonna go better. Mm-hmm. What's your name,
right.
Connie?
No, Kayla.
No, Kayla.
We changed it from Connie to Kayla.
Same.
Okay, it's gonna go good for Kayla. So I wish her the best of luck. Everything's gonna go good for her.
Never have to apologize for interrupting me back after I interrupted you. By the way. Ariana, love you. Goodbye.
Love you guys. Have a good morning.
You too. Ciao.
All right. Last but not least, Zilla. And I just wanted to get to him because you saw him at the fair yesterday and he hasn't called in a minute. What up, Zilla?
What's happening?
Did you go visit DZ at the Bucks thing yesterday?
I didn't even know he was going to be there. I was walking with my wife and I heard someone say DZ. And then I saw this little pimp with a cane just standing there. I was like, that's my boy.
A pimp with a cane. Yes.
I made my wife stand there with me. I was like, I got to say hi to him. I want to see if he remembers Zilla.
Of course
like,
we do.
She's like, why do you got to bother people while they're working? I was like, I'm not bothering them. That's my boy.
Exactly.
Do you understand how when we talk to people on the phone, I talk to you guys more than I talk to some of my friends.
Facts.
So if you come up to me, I do know who you are and you call in. Trust me. And Brandon from Tosa.
It was nice.
Brandon from Tosa said, catch me outside. How about that?
How about that, bro? Listen. Hey, Zilla. Listen, would you catch him outside or would you do the civilized?
What's the solution?
Dude, I spend a lot of my time. I'm a bigger fella, so everyone wants to come to me when they want to take down the big guy. That's what they want to do. I've come to the point in my life where I'm just like, all right, you're just a dead plant. I'm not going to water you anymore. You go in the corner, you die.
A dead plant?
I'm not dealing with you anymore.
That's a better way to say the things I say. Oh,
you're just
a dead plant. Go in the corner and die. Nobody's going to talk to you. Nobody's going to water you.
Yeah.
Go in your corner.
Dang, Zilla.
Yeah.
Stop watering the plant, man.
Love the analogy. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Before we get into Am I the Jerk, and are you still throwing yourself on the fire today, or you want me to pull an audible?
No, we good.
Okay, all right. I'm worried about you today, but okay.
Why are you worried about me today?
Because you're on Am I the Jerk.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Do we need to pull an audible?
Nah, I'm
not
worried.
Has to do something you did to your wife.
Nope.
Okay.
Ten toes, because yesterday at Milwaukee Bucks Kids Day at the Wisconsin State Fair, a woman approached me and was like, why are all these people taking pictures with you? Who are you? And I was like, oh, well, my name's...
She said, who are you?
My name's DZ. Well, because she was like, can my kids take a picture?
Yeah.
And they was like, and then asked who I was. And I was like, well, can my kids, you know, whatever. And then she's like, who are you? And I was like, well, I'm DZ. I'm in-game host for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Also do a morning show, Allie and DZ. And she goes, I know who you are. You're the guy that makes your wife drive you to work every day.
Oh! shots fired.
So I've been on the hot seat before. Wow. Y'all said I wasn't the jerk now. Then I'm hoping y'all say I'm not the jerk now.
You're on today, and then we're giving away tickets to Tacos and Tequila at Franklin Field. And then we need to talk about something going on in our very own community that's affecting all of us.
In our backyard?
Yes.
Front yard too?
But first, I feel bad. It was such a chaotic day yesterday with everybody in the studio. We didn't even open our package from the Brewers, and I'd like to do this on air because they are on fire. And you know we're going to represent in this city. The Brewers, I knew like a few weeks ago, people were like, do you realize how good they are? They're number one. I'm like, what?
Gotta respect it.
They're like, they've been winning. I'm like, hell yeah. Go Brewers. So they've been sending us every week their giveaways, and we finally got another Christian Yelich bobblehead. Finally, DZ.
You
we have
lit
one.
Up. You lit up when you saw that.
Well, because when I open the bobblehead, sometimes I'm like, who? And then I'm like, Christian Yelich. Yeah, let's go.
Look at you.
So that's this Saturday, August 9th. They've got the Christian Yelich bobblehead.
I'm geek for the shirt for Sunday, though. Oh, yeah. I ain't going to lie to you. What size is that Miz shirt?
Sunday, it's all yours. Is this the Miz shirt? So explain what they're doing with the artists in Milwaukee, the Brewers. Didn't you tell me this, that they're picking local people to design shirts, right?
Well, they're doing the Wisconsin Artist T-shirt series.
So cool.
And I believe part of the partnership with like Hupie and stuff like that. A bunch of different people. But all in all, they're given the chance for local artists from the state of Wisconsin to design different shirts that are going to be given away at ballparks. So then August 12th, I believe, is the next Wisconsin Artist T-shirt series.
Yeah, they're right here. They put them in here to Allie and DZ. And
from
they gave
Emily Balsley.
Yeah. So Sunday, you get the Miz T-shirt. And then Tuesday, you get the other one, the Emily one. So these are all really... And then the next Saturday, they're doing a Brewers Bob Uecker golf umbrella.
Hey.
Well, why didn't you hook me up with the golf umbrella? No, I'm just kidding.
The umbrella's not in there?
I think it's really cool, though. We got the Christian Yelich bobblehead. That's
enough.
Okay. It's going to stay in the studio.
The Uecker umbrella is going to be a huge...
People are going to love that. Well, they're selling out anyway because of how good they are.
And, you know, RIP.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, DZ, these are the two shirts the Brewers gave us. We can put them on social and model them. But
those are actually cool.
I love... This one, too, is really cool. I'll give you the Miz shirt, and I'll take the wiener shirt.
Bet. Perfect. The sausage shirt.
Oh, wait. It's got a lawyer on the back. I don't endorse. Take it. Never mind.
I'll get both shirts.
No, thank you. I only represent my lawyers.
I don't have legal issues.
Shout out Gruber and shout out Carpen Yanku. Have a nice day.
Wepa.
But no. Everyone else, no thanks.
And you know, honestly, I'm not like the biggest baseball fan anymore. Yeah. You know, I grew up
as a Cubs fan, which was the first problem.
You feel me? And now I couldn't tell you the last time I watched a baseball game, period.
Yeah.
So this stuff is cool.
This is cool.
Shout out
to
Brew Crew.
Thank you to the Brewers for sending all the goodies and congrats and keep killing it. Keep having good games and enjoy all these people that are going to get the giveaways like us. You ready to give into Am I the Jerk?
I don't know anymore.
I don't know either. I'm scared for you.
Oh, my.
I was the problem. Yesterday it was Allie the Jerk for telling her kids she was pregnant on April Fool's. Everyone said I was the jerk. So you're up. Let's go.
Is it too late to audible?
Yes.
Dang it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. We always have a moral dilemma on this show. When we do Am I the Jerk, and lots of people have them. We find emails all the time. I never thought I'd have to write into a radio station, but I have a moral dilemma. So you can email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. You can actually leave a voice message on the Odyssey app. We can put you in the Kissmas Protection Program, or you can just hit us up on social.
I want to be in the Kissmas Protection Program
this one.
No,
it's too late.
I want to be ZD.
No, because then I'll get it all mixed up. And
ZD wrote in.
I can't even keep my schedule right. You want me to call you a different name?
No, get out of here, dude.
Don't try to role play with Allie. I'll get confused on what day it is.
We did improv.
Oh, yeah, we did. It worked well, huh?
No. So I wrote in.
Yeah. So, DZ, tell everyone what the problem is.
Man, listen. Y'all know I've been healing from surgery, right? Had a knee surgery 2 months ago now, a little over 9 weeks ago. And my wife and I have been coordinating the best sleep possible. Mm-hmm. She's a very, I'd call, heavy sleeper, right? To a degree where, unless the boys are making noise,
she's out.
Out.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I don't sleep well. Mm-hmm. Before surgery, haven't been sleeping well. After surgery, I'm up a lot. I'm moving a lot. I'm shaking and baking, and not because I want to be.
Yeah.
The other week, last week actually, late last week, we were in bed and she was out cold.
Yeah.
I'm talking about snoring.
Well, it's summer, you're outside, you got two littles. She's probably got all the fresh air. She's done,
well,
dude.
And she's burning double the energy because I can't keep up with anybody right now.
It's so tiring.
She's two hands for four, you know, for four hands.
Well, and when, you know, when my kids were little, they at least went to their dad's and I got a break. Whereas she's doing 7 days.
There's no break and she's helping
she's
me
dying.
Out. Right?
Yeah,
she's
taking
up.
Care of you. That's right.
Wait, hold on. Wait, how are we? Hold on. Let's not butter her
you
up.
You are definitely the jerk. Okay, go on. Tell everyone why though.
But no, we were in bed sleep the other night and I was moving around. I wasn't comfortable and I moved around too much. She was moving around in her sleep too and ended up more on my side of the bed, the quote unquote. I woke up and I was maybe 5-6 inches away from falling off the edge of the bed. Now, I tried to wake her up and went, baby, mi amor, mamita, please, scoot over.
Aaron. And then what happened?
Aaron, nothing. Scoot over. She wasn't waking up.
She didn't hear a thing.
Now, mind you, I'm double her size. I don't have
Aaron's
to wake
little.
Her up to move her.
Right. You could just push her, yeah.
So that's exactly what I did.
Wait.
I gave her the big body, Lord. And I said, boom.
You body slammed your wife?
I said, scoot over.
Come on. And I don't care if you're in pain.
Bruh, she woke up distraught talking about something. Oh, my God. You could have woke me up and told me to scoot over, and I said, I tried, and I went back to sleep. Or tried to go back to sleep. I said, I tried, dang it.
Oh, God.
So I.
She said, dang! She could have woke me up.
She woke up then, huh? And all I said was, I tried, dang it.
I love being single for this reason and this reason only. Like, when I get in my bed, don't mess with me, man. Oh, this is hysterical. So is DZ the jerk for body slamming Aaron?
When across
she wouldn't
bed.
Stop snoring.
No, and moving. She wouldn't move.
Oh, moving. And she would. And he asked repeatedly nicely, and she didn't hear. So then he pushed
her. I tried to be as delicate
You're
and be
hysterical.
Like, hey, baby. Because I know when she's sleeping, she's knocked. And I'm not trying to scare her awake.
No.
She's the type that even though we've been sleeping next to each other for 20 years, she gets scared at the sight of me in bed.
Can I stand up for Aaron? Because I know what women would do in this moment, because I've been in these conversations even recently.
What?
Women get in a circle and they all discuss how their husbands were big babies after surgery. I swear to God, I've heard this 1,000 times. Girl, when my husband had surgery, he was the biggest baby. I had to baby him for months. And I'm like, get it together. Like, these are the conversations women have about men. I think you're pretty tough. I think you're pretty strong. And I think you could push through a lot of pain.
I try.
So, but you know, you've been going through it. So I already know, I feel like that would be one of Aaron's things, is that men are the biggest babies when they have medical procedures.
Probably.
That would be the female argument, I feel like, here.
Probably.
Is that fair?
But then how does that come into play when I'm just trying to get into bed comfortably, stay in the bed comfortably,
I don't know.
And I'm inches
away. Trying to defend your wife here. I don't know.
We got like a triple king. We've got a big bed,
bro. You have
bro.
A triple king?
It's
is
a
that
big,
a thing?
It's a bigger than normal
well,
bed.
Hell, I could get in.
It fits three people.
How do you know?
Because our kids fit.
Thank God you said that next.
Get out of here.
Oh, man.
But no, I straight up bodied her. I pushed her with my whole body, and I said, scoot over, man.
Jennifer in Racine. Oh, wait, no, she's not the one who texted this. Who texted this? You got to sign your name, guys.
Please do sign your
they
name
said,
when you text.
They said, jerk, no one ever thinks about the trauma of the snoree getting woken up.
Oh, because she was out cold having a wonderful
Dude,
REM sleep. Yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
When you get waken up, though, out of a sleep, like, oh, yeah.
It was like a, whoa, what are you doing kind of situation. But at the
like,
same
hold
time,
on.
When she's so deep in sleep, she ain't realized I had already cutely tried to scoot her over.
Mm-hmm.
Was I supposed to pick her up like Prince Charming and literally lift her? No,
yes.
I can't do that with my body.
Well, maybe you can. Maybe that's what she would say.
My knee don't do that right now.
Do your arms work?
Yes.
Jennifer in Racine, here's what she texted. She said, not the jerk. I'm the same way maybe because I'm biased, but I love DZ.
Thank you, Jennifer.
No, don't agree because you are a fan. I let
Hugs.
People light me up when I'm wrong. You might be wrong, too, but listen.
Nah, I will. I'm going to stand 10 toes on it.
Okay.
Could I have shaken her and been like, please scoot over and waken her up? Forget all that. It was the middle of the night, and I was just trying to move her.
Shout out Natalie in Bayview. She's the one that texted in. No one talks about the trauma of the one getting woken up. Thank you, Natalie, for
Whatever.
Signing.
Thank
Whatever,
you. Natalie.
414-533-1037. Is DZ the jerk for waking his wife up a little aggressively because she was moving too much?
You can say it. I body slammed her. She was in my side of the bed, and I needed space. What?
these texts are killing me. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. So DZ wants to know if he's the jerk because he body slammed his wife. Is that too aggressive to say?
That's a little aggressive.
While she was sleeping. He tried to wake her up nicely. She kept moving. He's uncomfortable because of his surgery. And so he might have pushed her. And then she went, what the?
I might have back-checked her. And now listen.
Back-checked her.
Could I have tried to wake her up more aggressively without pushing her? Yeah. But it was also the middle of the night. And I just, that's what made sense in my brain.
Let's start with Amy in Germantown. Why not? Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
About time we had a Germantown person call in besides Sherry. Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up?
You tell us, is DZ the jerk for what he did to his wife?
Not the jerk.
Come on.
Really? Jinx. Wait, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, yeah.
But why? What?
So, I mean, you know, marriage is give and take. It's equal. He needs to sleep, too. You know, being married to a man that has sleep apnea and has a CPAP machine, I've been known to body slam him on more than one occasion, too. So,
she's a body slammer, too. Now it's coming out. It's not because she was like, well, you know, and she's beating around the bush. And one time I body slammed my husband. Okay, say less, Amy.
Well, I wouldn't say body slam, but I aggressively pushed him.
Yeah, but
you
that's
know,
how
like,
it feels to the person being woken up.
Listen, you left Stone Cold come save Booker T, okay? You left Stone Cold save me this time.
Yep.
Wrestlers right. Unite.
Well, Amy, the good news is there's room in DZ and Aaron's bed for you.
In case there ain't no room in y'all's with the CPAP machine.
For real, yeah.
Oh, you guys put Aaron in the middle, just send her back and forth like a fair ride.
Push her back.
Play ball. Yep. Yeah, like you're holding the kid's hand and you're swinging him in the air.
That'd be all a fun game.
Thank you for calling, Amy.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thank all right. you. Bye.
We'll talk to you later. Bye. She was a delight.
She held me down.
Let's go to a dude, Mike in Waukesha. I can't believe she said you were not the jerk. So I don't know.
I'll take it.
Now I'm worried with a guy. Hey,
you
Mike.
You saw me hang up fast.
Hey, how's it going?
Before she changes her mind.
Mike, do you think DZ's a jerk?
No, he's not the jerk.
Come
Everybody
on.
Needs their sleep. And you know what? Like, I mean, if his wife's that mad at him, he can tell her about the story about me when me and my wife got in an argument. And then that night I had a nightmare. She left me. But I'm really desirable, so I don't think that would happen.
And,
I'm
and,
the catch.
Says who? Send the pic.
It's his wife's first time with a baddie, and she knows it.
Yeah.
Go on.
Smoking husband, you know?
Smoking husband.
So I rolled over because I thought she left me, and I, like, open hand slapped her across the desk because I, like, thought she was out of the bed.
Oh, you were feeling
for space. You were like, hey, where's she at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, I knocked the wind out of her and everything, though. She was not happy with me again.
I had one of those dreams once, and then it came, and then it came true.
Oh,
so
Lord.
I don't like talking about it because I remember being married and having that dream and being hysterical the next day.
It's not a good dream.
And sometimes I wonder, did it think it into the universe? Like, I get so scared about that dream, man. I hate those dreams.
You did not.
Yeah.
You're
did
right.
Not.
I did nothing
did
wrong.
Not.
I shouldn't be self-blaming for somebody else's lame decisions. But anyway,
and
thanks
Mike's
for calling,
wife ain't
Mike.
Leaving him either, okay? All right, Mike?
What was that?
You said your wife ain't leaving you either. Bye. Hang up. You
no,
already
she's
said
not. He's
jerk.
Too hot.
He's too desirable. Bye.
He said, I'm a hot husband.
He said, listen.
What the hell?
I'm the baddie, and we know it.
Like, send the pic, and I'll be the judge of that, my guy.
Tell your wife to send the pic. Have her call in. Let's get her side of the story when you punched her in the chest.
All right, last but not least, Anna, one of our regulars, who was at our VIP suite for Neo at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the phone, last but not least. We've been doing all this lately. Anna. You finally got to meet DZ at the fair. How was it?
I did. Yeah, it was so nice. Yes.
Good.
You and hubby are dope.
Mm-hmm. You and your husband were there. Okay, so what do you think? Is DZ the jerk for pushing his wife?
No, I'm going to say not the jerk.
It sounds so bad. You guys, I'm cutting just that clip. Is DZ the jerk for pushing his wife? No. And I'm putting it on the air on repeat, all of you.
I just got the vacuum sweep, baby. Everybody's getting paid today. Woo! Checks are in the mail. Let's go.
I knew you paid off the listeners today. I knew it.
You do what you got to do. Listen.
I got to have Aaron's back. I know I'm torn because I love DZ and Aaron. Who do I support here?
Jokes.
Who do I pick?
Well, sorry, as someone who has a husband who snores, you know, and I sometimes have to do the pushing too. So it's like, I got to get some sleep.
So three people called in to assault their partners in their sleep.
Appreciate y'all holding me down. Okay. Thank you.
Get married. It'll be great. They said.
Jokes aside, there's no DV going on. If anybody's beating
there's
anybody,
not, no.
It's Aaron hitting me.
Thank you. Domestic violence is not a joke, and we do not joke about it.
For
but
real.
The way it sounds today, obviously, it sounds really funny.
I mean, I body slammed my wife in bed in more than one way, so y'all just be cool about it, okay? Okay? Bye.
Anna, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
All appreciate right. you. Much love.
Love
bye.
You guys.
Love
your
you back.
Your poor wife. Your poor wife.
I know she's mad at me right
she
now.
She should be. Let
me, did she text me yet?
She should be. Ooh, is she going off yet?
She might be busy with the boys, so she could not be listening.
Somebody said earplugs exist. Yeah, but she wasn't snoring. She was moving too much this time.
She was way too far over on my side of the bed. And you want to know the caveat of this? It was because she was giving Granite space on
the
her.
The cat?
Yeah, Granite, our cat. She was giving cat space.
It's a three-legged cat. Granite has been traumatized after losing a leg. Let Granite have her space.
So the three-legged cat got more space than the one-legged
husband.
Yeah,
did you lose a leg? No.
Close to it.
No. You still have your leg.
Feels like
you
it.
You got a replacement. You didn't. You got stuff put in your leg to help.
I got some dead dude inside
Granite
of me.
Granite has nothing. No leg. No nothing. Now
fine,
what?
Fine.
You want to fight?
You know what? Fine.
Are you the jerk for saying the
nope.
cat's worse off?
Nope.
Or better off?
Nope. Nope. Moved on. Not the jerk today.
I will say whoever texted in, forget the body slam, use the spray bottle. Genius.
Okay.
If you don't bring that into the bedroom now and tell me what happens.
Now y'all really trying
now
to get her to
leave
me.
Now you're going
to
get body slammed.
Y'all trying to get her to leave me after
pretty
body
much.
Slamming me. No, we're good.
Pretty much.
Get the spray bottle. Forget y'all. This ain't advice, but y'all
right.
got terrible advice.
It's terrible. Okay. You ready to give away tickets to tacos and tequila?
Talk to me. You know those are two of my favorite things.
Well, afterwards, we need to discuss something that's been going on in our own community. It's affecting all of us, whether you've been discussing. You've probably been talking a lot about it,
yep.
but if not, we have to discuss because I'm starting to have issues and it's affecting our show.
It's so becoming evident.
It's becoming an issue what's going on or in Milwaukee right now. So we're going to talk about that after we give away these tickets. 414. You have to be 21, first
correct.
Of all.
21, 21.
Tacos and Tequila going on the festival at Franklin Field on 9/13. You have to be 21 to win. So 414-533-1037. I'm taking caller 25 today. Kiss FM. Hey, Travis and Taylor Swift are house hunting.
Look at them.
Shocker.
Are they married yet?
I wish, but no. Anyway, I just knew no one would be shocked by that they're house hunting. So enjoy that Travis and Taylor news for today.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought they already had a place
honest
together.
To God, they probably already do all. They're probably shacking up together. Let's be real.
Yeah. You know, they got a secret condo somewhere.
Exactly. But in the meantime, we've got to give away tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival, which is going down Saturday, September 13th at Franklin Field. What, DZ?
From TT, Taylor and Travis, to TT, Tacos and Tequila.
Exactly. So many people are going to be performing at Tacos and Tequila. I mean, where do we start? We talked about Mike Jones, Lil Jon. I mean, the Trina, it goes on, B.O.B. And now on the phone, we've got Tony in East Troy. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
What up, Tony? What you up to this morning?
What's going on?
Man, just getting this money this morning. That's it.
Yes! I respect that, man.
I respect that,
at work, yep.
You ever been to Tacos and Tequila Festival?
I was there like 2 years ago. It was a great time.
Were you there for the partial rain delay for that one?
Why are you bringing that up, dude?
Hey, my bad.
Why are you bringing that up? We moved on.
I'm asking for reference. I'm asking for reference.
We had a great time.
That part. Yes, sir.
Well, you're going to have a great time this year because you're going.
Ooh, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. Who'd you take with you last time? Same person you're taking this time?
Yep, I'm going to take my wife.
Aww.
Smart man.
Very smart man.
You push your wife out of bed or in bed?
You better say no or I'm pulling the tickets.
I was just telling Allie, I live on the corner of the bed, man.
Oh, so you ain't doing no pushing, but you just accepted your fate.
Yeah, I'm just like in a little ball at the end of the bed.
Curled up in a fetal position,
what
man.
What a good man.
This
what
is why he's going to Tacos and Tequila.
The kids in the bed, the dog.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what? Get a sitter and enjoy your night out, okay?
That
please.
Long.
Thanks. I appreciate
please.
It, guys.
You're welcome. Somebody's going to be in touch. Go have fun at work if you can, okay?
All right. You too.
Later, man. Love. Peace.
All right. So another chance tomorrow. All right, DZ, we've got to talk about something going on in the community, and it's actually really important because I'm going to be hosting the Cream Puff Contest tomorrow at the fair at 11 a.m.
Thursday,
correct. So it's actually important because of the fact that I have to host this.
And it's something that's been affecting us.
It's been affecting everybody.
It affected me yesterday. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
So give me 2 minutes to fill up my coffee, literally 2 minutes and 15 seconds, because that's how long it takes me, and then we're going to discuss, and I need to talk to everybody else on what the hell to do.
Because
I feel like we're all struggling. Now, Am I the Jerk is over. We have other problems in this city. But shout out to Trish, who in Milwaukee, who texted in, said, I know I'm too late to text in, but when my husband does it to me, I am wildly offended and so mad, pushing her across the bed. So DZ.
Too late.
Anyway, she said, and now my morning is a struggle to not be mad.
At your husband or me?
She said, I have to let it go, but I'm big mad.
I'm sorry.
Trish, you're hysterical. She said, I want to let it go, but I'm big mad.
Please let it go.
Talk to DZ if about letting go. Not me. Please, God. Please, God. All right. So I got my coffee, and now we have to discuss.
Talk to me.
I'm stressed out. Are you stressed out about this air? Because I'm losing my voice, DZ, and I don't know. Is it the air quality? I'm so confused.
I am so over,
it.
The dryness in my mouth, my throat, my nose.
Like, I mean, I drink a lot of water as it is, and I'm constantly thirsty.
There's no amount of water that can quench this air quality.
Are we sick? And I mean, like, medically sick? Like, do I need to go to the doctor and make sure I don't have a sickness? Or is this the air? Because, you guys, I didn't do anything that would have made me lose my voice. Anything different.
Right.
I am well aware we use our voice. It is our livelihood.
And we did just go to Neo.
Yes, we just went to Neo. I was yelling, having a good time.
Ooh, Neo!
But still, like, it's nothing out of the norm. I mean, I like to go out and sing all the time. What's the difference at shows
and
concerts?
We generally take care of our voice.
Thank you.
Too.
So I'm like, dude, is it us?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's the Canadians wildfires.
414-533-1037. If you want to talk or text, you can. That works for phone calls or text. But anyway, DZ, yeah. Canada, what the hell?
The Canadian wildfires have been basically airstreaming all of that smoke, smog, air, and ruining the Wisconsin air quality to the point where it's slowly, quote unquote, getting better to where now we're in an unhealthy for sensitive groups. But
am I in the sensitive group then? Why am I still losing my voice?
You might be, or you might just be suffering from the last week when it was worse, when it was just unhealthy, or the week before that when it basically was very unhealthy.
Don't go outside and now it's catching up.
And
where's a doctor when I need one?
Slowly chiming and bringing more and more. And until the air quality is back down to what was like 30 or 20, something like that, like a normal air quality.
It's still not back.
No, we're at like 120. God. We're between 125 and 110
right now. And we're supposed to be where?
30.
Huh?
You heard me.
Huh?
Yeah. So right now,
I'm not even trying to cough on the air for dramatic. I just had to cough. Dude, I'm telling you, like, I want to go. I'm like, should I?
People are reporting a lot of these symptoms. People
that they're
are reporting
having issues with their
feeling
voice.
Breathing problems, tightness in their chest. It's unfortunately normal, but it is a good time to, you know, stay inside or, I hate to say it again, but mask up for the air quality.
Let's go to the phones and see how everyone else is feeling. We'll go to two. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this? Please turn your radio down. Hi.
This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. Good morning.
Sam, what city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Saukville.
Okay, and how are you feeling about the air these days, girl?
So bad. Mm-hmm. Back when it was the Harley Davidson concert, it was like up to 140, and I remember I could not breathe afterwards.
I don't want to talk trash about another city, but it felt like L.A. when you look downtown in Milwaukee and you go, where is all of this small?
Yeah.
Why?
It did look awful outside, and my sister, you know, Penny lives in California. Mm-hmm. She deals with wildfires all the time, and I always hear this from her, and it's traumatic and upsetting, and people lose their homes, and firefighters are dying, and it's just a horrible situation, right? People are trying, but we don't deal with it,
so it's easy
for us to be like, what's going on? So
right.
I do want to say, I understand how serious these fires are. Like, I'm not even making fun of it. It's just, we are now struggling.
But that's
we're getting
how serious
got the consequences that now we're going to have health issues. It is serious,
we are countries away, states, thousands of miles in between, and we're suffering from their consequences.
Oh,
literally.
Julian Oak Creek texted in and said, it's killing my eyes. I have dry eye already, and now they're burning every day and itchy. Oh.
I didn't think about the itchy eyes. My eyes have been watering and itch. Wow. That one's
okay,
new. Ooh.
Ryan, stop being on conspiracy theory island. Ryan in Calabama said, all lies. They're getting in our heads. I work outside and feel great. Ryan, you can look at the air and see there's... Come on.
It ain't fog, my
We're
boy.
We're not making it up. It's not a conspiracy, Ryan. You can see it with your own eyes. It's one thing if you can't see it, but come on.
Maybe Calabama ain't affected. Now, I ain't gonna lie. Caledonia's air quality is just fine.
Shut up.
Caledonia's air quality is at 31 right now.
Wait.
No, exactly. I'm originally from Racine, and I was just down there. It's nothing like here.
We got to go south.
The further south you go, the better it gets. And yeah, Caledonia, for some reasons, air quality is actually reported at decent as far as 5 seconds ago when I refreshed this page.
Saucy just texted in, working outside sucks. It makes you so tired and weak muscles. Okay.
This sucks.
The phones are lit up. We're going to talk to you guys. Everybody wants to go off about the air because I feel like I'm losing my voice and I'm worried, like, is it me?
No.
It's
or
is it the air and we're all struggling right now?
It's all of us. I hate to say it, but
Shoot.
Ain't nobody in a good way right
I'm
now.
I'm not even outside that much. Yesterday I stayed inside the whole day on purpose.
And you got to be
Still
careful.
Nothing.
Now's the time to where you want to change your air filters in your home more than
that?
Normal. You got to do that. If you haven't done that, do that.
DZ, you just triggered something in me because I changed it the other day and I pulled it out and I went, why is it so nasty? I just replaced it. DZ.
Oh, I'll put you on game. Yep. You realize?
I'm going to check it again today.
Check it again.
I'm going to check my air filter and my furnace again.
Honestly, I genuinely do believe everybody should be changing their air filters right now.
Period.
Off
okay.
principle alone. You know what? For the one time, please.
Good tip. All right. Thank you for calling, Sam.
Of course.
We'll talk to you
later.
Have
a good day, guys.
You as well. Bye.
People are texting. They're calling. We're going to talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, talking about all the things we're struggling with some of this air from the wildfires in Canada. It's been going on for, 2 weeks now? Is that that long?
Maybe even longer at this point, yeah.
And, you know, I'm starting to lose my voice. I'm stressed out because I've got to MC the Cream Puff contest tomorrow at the fair at 11 a.m., and I haven't lost my voice in a long time, so I'm like, please don't do this to me, air. Is it the air? Am I sick?
Allie's
what's
gonna
going
be
on?
Out there like this, like, tomorrow.
Even worse than normal. It's already bad enough.
Allie's gonna be talking like this.
Well, they asked me to be in it, the Celebrity Cream Puff Contest, because they're doing two rounds this year. They're doing the newcomers round and the winners
round. The champions round.
Well,
yeah.
I'm a champion. I've won 2 years in a row.
We know. We see the plaques.
So when they hit me up, I said, I don't eat sugar, but I'll be your host. And they go, lovely.
Perfect.
So I'm doing the champions round.
You said at 11?
At 11,
right?
Yes.
Well, hopefully if you got a voice.
Well, I better have a voice.
If we can clear these wildfire smokes.
Otherwise, DZ's going to be at the fair pretending to be Allie. All right, so.
I got a wig.
Perfect. Is it blonde?
Ding, ding, ding,
whatever,
ding,
whatever, that works. Nobody will know, DZ. Let's go to Kendall in Sussex, though, first, because we're talking about the air and how everybody's been affected and just sneezing, watery eyes, losing voices. Hey, Kendall.
You struggling? Are you good, Kendall?
Girl.
Hey. How's everyone doing?
Not well. How am I doing?
120,
not well.
120 air quality good. How about you?
That's a Real Housewives reference. How am I doing? Not well. But
I got my oxygen tank.
What? You got your oxygen tank. You live in... Lavish? Wait, what? Huh? Hold on.
No, like being outside, you know, you're going to have an oxygen tank just to go outside and like walk your dog or do anything.
Just to survive.
Get one in town. Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
And you're in Sussex, so you're even more north.
Like a few miles. I have a little story.
Oh.
So,
please tell.
My son plays on a select baseball team.
Sure. Travel,
cool. And yep, and they had a tournament called the Drafted last weekend in Muskego.
Okay.
Muskego, yep. And they were burning. The city, the village, whatever it is, was burning. Like, I'll send you pictures. The flames were like sky high. They were doing a controlled burn at the same time.
Oh, they were burning stuff in Muguanago
at the same time.
You were playing outside
while there's already an air quality warning in effect. So they're screw it, let's just ruin it.
This is such a Wisconsin fight, DZ, because people will do this all the time. They burn stuff in the neighborhood, and my mom taught me since I was a kid to go inside when people are burning stuff.
Ain't that illegal to do at certain times?
Not. But it depends on the community. Like in my
county?
City, 2 days a week, I think. You can burn. So sometimes the cops will show up if you're burning on an off day if somebody calls. But you know what I'm saying? So people burn whatever they want. You can burn stuff.
Milwaukee will straight up tell you, no, you can't do that.
Well,
the thing is, I wish everybody else would. Right here.
And literally right next door to the park. So you can see the flames. You can see the fire.
I have a picture of my son. It looks like he's standing in the flames.
The picture, I mean, the picture probably
looks
cool.
It was so bad.
So they weren't thinking about kids playing baseball when they decided to put smoke in the air right next to them, clearly.
Pictures probably look cool, but the air quality was not.
Muguanago, let's work on that. Huh? Please.
You have parents. You have grandparents and parents out there with masks.
Oh, yeah.
Kids have their shirts over their face.
Yeah,
like, we already
can't
have poor air quality right now. Like, let's just add to it. Come on.
You're right. No, that was not a good time to to do a controlled burn. I would agree with you. But again, you've got people like Ryan in Calabama going, nothing, we're fine. Everything's great.
It's only Calabama,
what
my boy.
What do you mean?
We all got to go to Ryan's house.
Meanwhile, I'm in the hospital with pneumonia next week, dying.
With your eye drops in your pockets because they're burning.
Thank
exactly.
Oh, and I can't
Kendall.
Even yell because I'm going to lose my voice. All right, thanks for calling, Kendall. You're
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Much love.
Elizabeth in Wauwatosa texted in. She said, I suffer from POTS, and the air quality is making my symptoms worse. It's not fun. Somebody else said, my asthma's got me struggling. Inhaler is my bestie. Okay.
Sometimes that doesn't even help, and people got to go in for treatment. If you already have an unhealthy air quality body, this is killing you.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to Luke in a comment. Milwaukee, when to chime in. He's always texting in. Hi, Luke.
Morning.
What's happening, guys?
What up?
Talk to us, man. You breathing heavy or are you breathing light?
Seriously.
Breathing heavy. It's terrible, too, even out here in Oconomowoc. I've been hearing that it's worse even by the lake and and then me and the wife, Mac, because we were going to go to State Fair.
You sound so far away. Are you having trouble understanding Luke?
We're on the Bluetooth. I think
it's
he said something about they wanted to go to State Fair, but is that an option still because you're worried about the air quality?
You're such a good translator. Thank you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you better now.
Yep, now it's better. There we go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so even being in Oconomowoc, they canceled a lot of our softball games because of the air quality.
Good. Well, listen to this. Somebody
staggered about it, and then we talked about going to the State Fair on Sunday, and I watched the news, and they're like, you plan on almost smoking a half a bag of cigarettes.
Like, hey, Luke, for some people, that's an average Friday night in this city. Let them live. Yeah. Okay? I mean.
Luke, you're funny, man.
Luke is funny. No.
We appreciate it.
If you're going to do that ping pong contest tomorrow, Allie, you better off be drinking a bottle of, well, don't drink a whole bottle because you'll sleep in it. But, Grandma always said, if your throat's full scratch, you're a little itchy, always take a couple shots of blackberry brandy.
Come on.
He's trying to get you liquored up. Bye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Much love.
Luke, as much as I love to drink and party, I have to be professional. I have a job, Luke. I'm not showing up plowed to the cream puff contest, but nice try.
All he said was a couple shots.
Knock it off.
A couple shots of blackberry brandy.
No, absolutely not.
Fine, I'll take a couple shots of blackberry brandy.
Somebody texted in about the fire that we were just talking about in Muguanago. Yeah. They said, it was a firefighter training, burning a house down, hard to schedule, and right next to the baseball field. Well, I understand you have to train, but in the future, let's all coordinate and think these out better, because I understand that you have to train them, but now you've got smoke. Come on.
Did we have to train that day?
When the smoke quality is horrific, maybe you should have, but they don't care. They're in smoke all the time.
Honestly, though, they're going,
what? Firefighters like, what?
It's just another day at the office. Low key, bro. You're not wrong.
They know. Okay, fine. Let's go to finally Lori in Cedarburg. One of our regulars called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. I could have my Gucci on. Hey.
Good morning.
Paulina in Milwaukee texted in, said, my voice has gone too, Allie. And haven't lost it in years. I'm telling you.
I'm the guy with voice problems, not
seriously,
you.
Seriously. It's the air. What's up, Lori? How you doing up there in Cedarburg? Oh, God.
Well, when you walk outside and you see this haze, you're like, this is going to be a great day.
Yep.
Feels like you're looking at soot hanging in the air.
I even wanted to get, my tan on one day. And if you look, the UV isn't even good because it can't get through the damn smoke. I'm like, can it come through? Is it going to hit me? Is it a two or is it a nine?
Is it a two or a nine? Problems.
What is it?
I didn't even think about tanning.
Well, I did, because, you're black, I'm white. So, of course, why would you think about that, right? Oh, my gosh. So, Lori, but seriously, Lori's not good either.
No, we're all struggling.
I work in healthcare, and I swear we've been seeing more upper respiratory, more, chest and lungs and everything issues.
And how are you guys treating them? Like, infections? Yeah. Are you guys prescribing anything to help clear it up? Inhalers? What?
I'm not that part of healthcare, so I don't know.
I check them in, and I get them back.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't check in with the nurses or the doctors. You don't be popping back there and just, chiming in, see what's going on.
I go to many clinics. I don't get a chance to check in that often.
Fair enough.
You know what? Lindsay in Muskego texted in. She said, as house NP, nurse practitioner, we are seeing so many patients in urgent care. Biggest thing, don't have your windows open. I know it's nice at night. I know you want to save money, but you can't right now. DZ, I said that to you last week. I said, it is 60-something at night, and I cannot have these windows open because it's going to cause damp. I'm literally wasting my air, but I don't want the trade-off.
And you wake up feeling foggy and groggy and weird, and you don't know why your mood is off.
And your voice and you can't breathe.
Yeah. It ain't you. It ain't you, y'all. It's the air.
So if you're going to go camping, go south. Please, God. Far south. I'm not even kidding.
We're not in the air quality. It's still in the air.
Yep, exactly.
And we don't know how long it's going to be, even if the fires are put out and we're not in the air quality alerts anymore.
They're projecting weeks.
It's still going to be in the air.
Weeks.
They're projecting weeks.
We got a life to live.
Weeks. Two weeks projections.
We're
stop that part. It. After the fair, though. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So the behaviors that people who manifest what they want have, so they're able to just figure it out. They say there's actually a lot of things you should be doing. There's keys to that. And I'm going to give you the keys.
This is like just being a hard worker. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, because you can manifest a lot of good and a lot of bad.
They said some people have the ability to manifest the good parts of life easier than others.
Well, share with the class.
So here's what you have to have. A lot of the people that are able to manifest whatever they want, these are the things they do. First thing, visualize your your end goal.
Okay.
And this is really important because there was a point in therapy, I remember looking at my therapist and going, I guess I never thought about the future. I just never did. You know, it was like I got married, but I never pictured us at 70 together. I just kind of was, you know, in the present, got married, knew I wanted to do it, wanted to be, never thought about the future.
Day to day, not That's thinking a, 50 years.
If you're not thinking about the future, you're going nowhere. Like sure. You have no goal. You don't even know what you want to do. You're not going to get what you want. Remember what I said the other day? If you don't know what you want, you're never going to get anything.
If you don't know what you're working for, what are you working
what
for?
What are you working for?
That part.
So there is something to visualizing an end goal.
Okay.
What are the goals and whatever? Work, relationships, whatever. You have to raise your vibration. And what they mean by that is stay on a positive vibe, which makes so much sense.
Oh, I thought I had to like...
No.
Okay.
No, but that's a good tip because positivity is at the core of so much therapy, cognitive thinking, all of the things you have to retrain your brain, rewire your brain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Positivity changes everything. And I see that with you all the time. You're the king of it.
I try.
I'll be like, DZ, no, you are so good at that. I'll turn to you and go, DZ, what the hell? Da-da-da-da-da-da. About something like maybe anything. In the office. And you sure. go, well, hold on. And you somehow find the, you go, what if? You always do that. You go, what if? Da-da-da. And I go, you're right. Yeah, maybe. So you always find the way to see if there is some positive, right?
Well, that's not everybody's favorite quality about me, but I appreciate it.
Well, you're right, because when you're wrong, we'll be like, man, forget that guy.
See, look, I'll try to be positive, and it was. Look
but
at this.
You do have that quality.
Sure.
Another, this is all the qualities people who manifest exactly what they want have. They said you visualize your end goal.
Right.
You stay very positive. You put yourself out there. That's a big one because you have to take opportunities and you have to show up. Like if you want to be the boss at your work, you need to communicate that to people you work with.
No risk, no reward.
Exactly.
I remember
going back 15 years ago and I was just, you know, third girl on the morning show and they promoted somebody to do a job I was very good at. And I go, why did you pick that person? And they go, we didn't even know you'd be interested.
Mm.
So if you don't put yourself out there, then nobody's going to know.
You got to put your name in a hat,
yeah.
You know, got to throw your hat in a ring or whatever
don't
it's
just
called.
Just sit there and wait for them to come to you.
Yeah. You can't expect things to just be doled
right.
out and handed to you. That's silver spoon mentality. And
right.
you're going to stay with the brass, baby.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what do you think of those so far? Because I have more.
I like it, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of failure that can come with that risk.
Sure.
And that sets a lot of people off from taking that chance and putting yourself
and
out there.
And losing the trust in the process.
Because putting yourself out there, I agree, but there's
yeah.
putting yourself out there too much. And then people take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm.
it's kind of a catch-22. I love the first two.
Yeah.
The risk, no reward, you know,
yeah.
put yourself out there and blindly kind of trust.
It's questionable.
That one's questionable
okay.
for me.
Well, here's another one. These are all the qualities people who manifest what they want have. Trust yourself. This is so important because I can, DZ, I'm confident at work.
Yeah.
I trust myself at work. I trust myself in my friendships. What's the one area of my life I don't trust myself in that never works out for me? Romance.
I was going to say, you want me
romance.
To say?
Yeah,
romance.
No, it is what it is.
I
don't
you.
Trust myself at all. And that's why I have issues. There is something to trusting yourself in whatever the process is that you're trying to manifest.
Mm.
You see what I mean?
I hate to say I disagree with this one too.
Damn, really?
For
oh
real.
My God, talk to me. Why?
You know yourself the best.
True.
Right? And as much as you have to trust yourself,
mm-hmm.
man, I keep my head on a swivel constantly because I live in self-doubt. And
uh-huh.
I feel like that self-doubt almost helps me be better.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm constantly questioning.
You're pushing for more.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, but you and I have that personality trait where we're like ambitious when we want something. You know what I mean? And
true.
Not everybody. When,
true.
When
we want something.
We want something. Keywords.
But do I trust myself? Yes, I do. I'm not saying
yeah.
I don't, but what I don't is I don't have that immediate reaction to I can do everything. I have mm-hmm. that self-doubt on what if I fail.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I don't do it, but I keep that in my mind. I'm almost
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking too far ahead
yeah.
and in too many scenarios. And rather than visualizing the future in a positive, I can
mm-hmm.
sometimes make myself visualize the future in a negative.
Right.
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 And then it comes back to the visualization.
Shoot.
So it's like if you trust yourself way too much, you're gonna lack in some of the areas where you shouldn't. And if you trust yourself too blindly, you're going to get swept out from under you so fast because you didn't see it coming.
It's true. You can chime in on this. You can call or text 414-533-1037. Let's go ahead and take the first caller up there because we're talking about all the traits you have, supposedly, if you're able to manifest what you want. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning. Allison from Racine.
Allison loves us since she got a theme song. Hey, girl.
Let's get you right. Let's get you right.
So we're talking about, oh, yeah, she's on fire. We're talking about all these things. Have you been listening to the traits people who manifest things have?
I have been, and I have to say that the one thing that you did not mention.
Good, but what? Because there's two more. What?
Right, is being learning how to be, which is the hardest thing for people to be, honest with yourself. Because if you are honest with yourself and you know you deserve a goal or you've worked hard for said promotion, whatever, you're more inclined to put yourself out there for it, to let people know that you want it, to know your goals. You're also more honest with yourself to know what's achievable. So you're not setting your goals too high.
Yeah.
You're more realistic with your goals.
And then
so
you're
many
better at taking
steps. People have
a
problem with that.
Yeah, it's true.
I hear you.
So true. Allison, that's really good points. Thank
you. Is
that
on the list?
And then the other thing that Allie kind of leaned on about is you need to trust your gut more.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's one of the... So
many people don't. Like, you get that feeling and you ignore it.
Mm-hmm. It's literally on the list. Trust. Tap into your intuition and take chances. So it's that's the full lesson.
I either trust myself or I trust my gut. I can't do both.
Well, it's funny because I feel like they're the same thing, though.
They are.
I don't mean to reference the Queen Oprah, but she would always say, trust your gut. That was always one of the things, no matter what the topic was on her show was. And it's true. We all know things in our gut and we don't want to acknowledge them, good or bad.
Good or bad.
Good
yeah.
or bad. But we know in our gut a lot of the time what's really going on.
In our mind
reason,
is
the reason that we ignore four or five red flags in every aspect, from work to our families to relationships.
Ding, ding, ding.
We go,
Yep, no, Allison. You're on point.
True.
You're on point.
Allison, thank you for calling. Love you.
Love you guys both. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
So if you missed all of the traits that they say people who manifest what they want have, it's visualize your end goal. You have to visualize it. Raise your positivity vibe.
Get them vibrations up.
Put yourself out there. Trust yourself. Tap into your intuition and take chances. And then the very last thing, you'll love this.
What?
Plan, but let the universe do its thing.
See, now you
now
just
I threw you off more. Didn't I? Plan, but let the universe do its thing.
Now you're going to trigger me. Because how are you supposed to do that?
I know, it's
how
hard.
How am I supposed to plan? Because then I think too far ahead.
Plan, but don't interfere with it too much, I think is what it's saying, right?
Get in the car, but let Jesus take the wheel. That's what you're saying.
Sure. Yes. Yes,
kinda,
I guess.
Kinda.
Yes, whatever works for you. People are texting in and calling. You know what? We're going to talk to you guys next. Do you have the successful traits to manifest whatever you want? That's what we're talking about.
I feel like I do.
You do.
I feel like you do.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, DZ.
Do we always invoke the best qualities at the best? No, but I think we do.
I'm going to start visualizing my end goals more because I'm such a day-to-day person. But visualize your end goal. Raise your positivity vibe. Put yourself out there. Tap into your intuition. Trust yourself. Take chances. Plan, but let the universe do its thing. They say these are the things that people who manifest what they want. Those are some of the behaviors they use on a daily basis.
Yeah, I gotta agree. I think the thing I should work on the most might be visualizing a positive end goal.
You do get it. Yes, you do get in a dark spot. Mm-hmm. See, I don't visualize anything.
No, I could visualize too much, and that's not great every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's go to Amanda and Racine. She wanted to chime in on this. Our girl. Amanda. Thank God we're back on track.
My girl.
Did you visualize that end goal, how you were going to nail it? Did you visualize that?
I
did,
actually.
I was really timing that this time.
There you go.
Success.
That's our girl.
I was timing it too.
You manifested a good intro. Yes. We love it. So what do you think about this list, Amanda?
I agree with it. I agree with all of that, honestly.
Yeah.
And for me, I think sometimes you have to learn from your mistakes and learn from what you don't want either.
You know what? You do learn a lot. Life lessons are important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you have to go through, the hardest stuff is what made me better. The worst stuff I went through is what made me a better person.
Yeah, going through the grind. Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Easy life don't make a hard body.
That's right. You don't have to reflect on anything. You don't have to work on anything. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Mm-hmm. It's hard. You have to change your life or be sucked up into the universe of nothing. Yeah, you really have to do it.
You'll
it's
get
hard.
Chewed up
and you do have to take chances, too. I used to always want to be perfect, and I realized that is not normal and that's not right. You have to make mistakes.
I think that's a key addition. Stop chasing perfection.
Yes. Too many of us comparing.
Comparing. I'm horrible at one, comparing, and two, chasing perfection. Mm-hmm. If I don't feel perfect, I don't feel right.
Well, you know what? Well, here's one we didn't even talk about. Weight loss. Mm. We didn't even bring that up in these scenarios. We've talked about jobs, romance, friendships. What about weight loss? So many people start and they get frustrated in the middle because they want to quit because, oh, I've lost some and now I'm just tired and I had a bad day and I'm emotionally eating, but I don't want to deal with the fact that I'm emotionally eating. I'm just going to say I'm hungry and I don't have time, blah, all the excuses because you didn't visualize yourself at the end.
I will acknowledge that I'm emotionally eating.
Yeah. Oh, most of us do.
Let's be real. Myself at Gordo's Bubble Waffles.
You know what? We gotta go.
I can't emotionally eat anymore. I don't eat ice cream bowls every day, and that doesn't work anymore.
Really?
Well, that makes one of us.
Yeah, right. No kidding. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What up?
Ah, buenos dias. I need help again. Why is it always us? You know, actually, this is about a lot of people. You ever work third shift?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I've worked a few third shifts in my day.
Back in the day. Back in the day.
I worked third shift in a factory and third shift at a gas station.
I did overnights on a radio station more than once my early days.
Worked third shift here, technically, too.
Yeah. So I have worked third shift, but it was a long time ago, okay? So I need help because Owen and Hudson, my 11 and 13-year-old, this is their first summer where they have just been flying by the seat of their pants, no camp, hanging out with their friends, staying up as late as they want. They're finally old enough to do that stuff.
They're like, at that teen preteen stage.
When they were 9, 7, I'm like, go to bed.
Now
it's like you're 11. They're in middle school. They have phones and friends. They can stay up.
Now you're sending them to bed, but they're not going to
sleep.
They're
not. They're in their rooms on their phones.
Until who knows what time.
Yeah. So when I brought them in yesterday, I woke up. I went to go shower. So I go and shower before I wake them up because it takes me time to shower and wash my hair and blow dry it. But when I walked to the bathroom, Hudson is sitting up in his bed.
Oh, he was up.
Yeah. It was before 5, dude. He's sitting up. I go, why are you up? Lights on, everything.
Was he dressed and ready? Was he just excited?
Ready to go.
No.
I go, Hudson. I go, why are you up? He goes, I don't know. I just woke up on my own. I go, have you been up all night? He goes, no.
Mm.
I'm still not sure.
Do you remember what he was wearing the night before? Because if it was the same outfit.
He would do that anyway, whether he slept or not. So.
Touche.
So I started thinking, these kids are screwed. When they go back to school in a few weeks, they're going to die. These kids are up late, man.
It's going to be a shock.
And I come home from work, you guys, they're still sleeping. It's noon. And I go upstairs and Hudson's like, I'm like, honey, good morning.
Wake up. Good morning. Good afternoon.
And then he wants to go back to sleep. I'm like, you better get up. You better get up.
I'm going to need you to do some push-ups or something.
How am I going to get these kids? How do you get people back on a sleep schedule? This is what I'm asking for because parents are going through this. People who work third shift or switch around probably go through this with their family.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do, DZ?
Honestly,
they're screwed.
My wife and I talked about this not that long ago because Sammy, our oldest, 4-year-old, is going to be going to 4K this year.
Yeah.
First one going to school. Danny still isn't even 2 yet, so he's got some time, right? But we've got to get a sleep schedule going.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to be getting up early, and he's going to have to be going to bed early.
Yep.
He's no longer taking those 2 naps a day if he naps at all.
Yeah.
So he's down.
Yeah, at that age where you're down to no naps.
No nap, right?
I'll pray for you.
Thank you.
And I don't even pray.
Well, we need it. But what we've seen has been helping and working, and we kind of just did this organically and partly out of need.
Yeah.
Waking him up in the morning with us, when I get up for work, since Aaron's been driving
ready.
Me, he's been getting up, he's been ready. It's going to be less of a shock when we have to get him
he's
up.
He's ready.
He's not a morning guy. He really isn't like, I like to wake up, and he's not chipper to start the day.
Danny,
our 18-month-old.
I mean, same Sammy.
Our almost 2-year-old, he wakes up with a smile on his face, ready and active. Sammy, not so much.
414-533-1037. You can call or text that. You're right. You driving and getting him up every day, Aaron having to drive you to work after the surgery is working out for you guys.
Because even when I'm driving myself again and they go back to work, when Aaron goes back to school teaching and Sammy starts school for the first time, we're going to have to be up. Everybody's going to have to be getting up and getting in the car at the same time.
Absolutely. Well,
how do you get them to bed? Good luck.
Well, that's the thing. I can shut down the phones, you guys. I can do all this. They're still figuring it out. They're not dumb.
They're not dumb.
Francis in Milwaukee texted in, said, my 12-year-old son has a schedule all year. He gets to stay up an hour later in the summer.
Wow.
Wow.
Maybe I'm being too nice.
You gotta, I mean, that's
commitment. Maybe I'm being too nice.
Can I tell you, maybe I told you about this. I don't think it was on air. Every morning, we have been seeing this same family walking, running, jogging, exercising together on our way when we're coming down Howard, going westbound before we get on the highway. There is this same family, mom, dad, and like four or five kids.
I was like, how many kids? Yeah.
A bunch of kids.
Really?
Me and Aaron's theory, my wife's theory is that mom and dad work and they're on summer vacation. So mom and dad are getting these kids up going, y'all ain't just going to sit here and sleep all morning long. We're going to get up. We're going to exercise. And then you guys are going to start y'all day. Sure, you can nap at some
point. So glad they're
not
my parents. Oh my God, that would have been a nightmare when we were kids. Can you imagine? Oh my God.
I'd appreciate that as an adult.
Hell no.
But not as a kid.
Yeah, as in a kid, you're like, what the?
Been seeing them every single morning.
Shout out to them for discipline, because I would give up and my kids would complain, I'd quit. I'd be like, screw it. Forget you guys. I'm going without you.
You can tell these kids don't want to be out there.
Of course not. Nobody wants to be. No, at 5 a.m.?
But it's the commitment of seeing them at 5 o'clock in the morning, every single morning, going, wow, y'all are at least getting these kids up. Because if not, no. I'd sleep all day. Who wouldn't?
My ex-husband told me that in their house at like 9:30 or 10:30, the internet shuts off. He shuts it off.
Oh, he unplugged the router?
There's a setting so that the kids can't be on it all night, basically. You can shut down the internet overnight kind of thing. Kind of like how I shut down their phones.
Are they going to go to sleep or are they just going to come annoy you then?
I don't know. Oh, this is the worst. Somebody said mine wakes up early for a Fortnite event. How do you get somebody back on schedule of sleep? How do you get someone back on a sleep schedule? Adult, kid, I don't care.
How do you get yourself back on a sleep schedule when you've been thrown off?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Help.
Working third shift, getting back to school, all of it counts.
I've been acting like, you know, they're having a free-for-all, okay?
And that's nice for the summer, but
Party's over.
Gotta cut it at some point.
Look around. Do you see her? She's not here anymore.
went right over my head.
It's a real, it's a sound. It's
okay,
a sound.
Okay, okay.
It's a sound. Never mind. Okay, we'll talk to you next. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. B.O.B. right there, going to be at Tacos and Tequila Festival in September, and we've been giving away tickets on the show this week. So
you lucky ducks.
Mm-hmm. Another chance coming up at 7:45 tomorrow morning. Okay.
All right.
We're talking about sleep schedules.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about how to get yourself back on one, whether you're a third shifter, a kid who's doing whatever they want this summer, like mine. That's my problem. They're living their best lives. They might even be up all night for all I know. And I don't know how to get them back on track.
They might have not gone to bed yet since last night.
Honest to God. I see all of your texts coming in to 414-533-1037. Carl in Indy said, if you drink too much, then your sleeping schedule is going to mess you up. Thank you, Carl.
That is also true.
But it's summer, so we're going to continue to drink.
And they're not 21, mm-hmm. so the kids definitely ain't drinking.
The kids aren't having
they
these problems.
They better not be.
Let's go to Melissa in Kenosha. She wants to chime in. Look at that. Finally back.
Done. I'm back.
Good morning. Back.
Buenos
guys.
Dias. Love
Good
to
morning.
Hear. Morning, morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. How do we do that? How do we get people back on track? Come on. Tips? I'm screwed.
Hey, for real, I'm struggling right now. As y'all know, I'm a teacher.
Right.
So, and my husband is a semi-driver.
Wait, you're struggling to get yourself up for the fall? Is that what you're getting?
Aaron had the same struggle.
That's funny.
Yeah, so my husband's a semi-driver. I'm a teacher.
Yep.
And my husband works at night. So, like, you know, he's sleeping during the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're opposites.
Yep.
Which is great because we don't have to pay for child care.
Absolutely, but you never see each other.
Yeah, true.
Right. So we're strangers in the night, but, you know, whatever.
Ships passing in the night.
That one.
I knew exactly what you meant. So, wait, so how are we going to get these kids back on track? How are you going to get back on track?
Right, what are you doing? Right.
Help.
Spill the tea, girl.
Girl.
Pasa la receta. Come pass on. The recipe.
Yeah, what he said in Espanol. Come on.
I have a girl. Harper is 5. We have to get her back on a sleep schedule. And I was like, 9 o'clock, you're cut off. Everything is cut off.
Oh, you're nice.
We're going to lay in bed. I don't care if you watch TV. I don't care about any of that, but we're going to bed at 9
girl,
o'clock.
I sent my 4-year-old at 7. At 7 when they were 4. Girl,
oh, yeah, 4-year-old.
You're so nice.
But it's always been 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
like, for Harper,
time.
It's always been 9 o'clock. It's Savannah, the 3-year-old, that's like, well, I'm not tired. I don't have school. And I was like, I don't care.
Girl, I got a joke for you, and it's go to bed now.
The younger one's like, I napped today. What about you guys? Hey.
Savannah's not doing naps anymore either. She'll protest the nap.
And then you don't want to lose that battle, bro. Like, once they stop the naps and then they start the school,
it's
a whole nother ball
game. You spend, like, let's be real. As a parent, you spend 4 to 5 years running your whole life around these damn naps.
Yep.
And then one day they go, joke's on you. We're switching it up again. And I get,
But we're never ready.
Girl and DZ, I've been there.
We're never ready to stop the naps.
Never. Well, that's the problem. You never want to stop.
True. Right. Yeah. You want to take a nap, too, because you know that you take
because
a nap.
You sleep when they sleep, and then you're adjusted 5 years in, and then they turn it on.
Y'all hear preaching to the choir. They go, no more napping. We go, whoa, whoa, whoa. You got to, hey, hold on. You ain't alert. Y'all need 2-week notice before we stop these naps, my boy.
I'm so triggered and traumatized from that 10 years ago. Now I just want to go nap just because I can. Just because.
Maybe that's the solution.
We start August 1st, like the first full week of August. So we started the 4th. Yeah. So we started Monday.
Right. As a teacher.
I'm like, all right, Harper, it's time to get on your school schedule. And she's like, and I'm like, sorry.
Shoot. I haven't done anything.
September 2nd will be here sooner than you.
That's the first day, for a lot of kids. That's when my kids go back is right after, the first Monday. Yeah, is it Labor Day the 1st, and then we go back the 2nd?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I think that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Aaron, us teachers, we start earlier, so guess what? Mommy needs to start earlier than you, so.
Well, mommy's ready for school because she be driving daddy to work right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. I'm going to just wake the kids up every day, then screw it. I'm just going to be like, get up!
Get
but
up.
They're not going to get up. They're going to go back to sleep.
Whether they go back to sleep or, you know, lay in bed and
I'm shocking
mess
their soul
around,
into it.
You're getting their body up to where at least it starts to slowly condition because it's either wake the.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert.
check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Them up, yes. Or put them to bed early, and they ain't gonna go to bed early.
No, they're not. Absolutely no. Not. No.
One of the two. I think that's the solution. All one right. Of the two. Put them all to right. Bed by 9 or wake them up by 5.
Mm-hmm. The little ones are with you, DZ, but they always end up in my bed.
Oh, no. We don't do that. We don't co-sleep.
Oh, mine used to, but never I was have. A single mom, so I didn't care. I'd be like, fine, get in. And now they're out. Now they're gone. Now they don't want to be near me, so it's fine.
They co-sleep with each other.
I try to hug them, and they run away. I mean, that's where we're at right now, dude.
But all right. No, for yeah. Real. Mm. We start the 4th of August. Or the first full week of August is when we start.
Well, it's go time.
Pray for everybody.
And we're in the first full week of August, so enjoy. Yep. Have a great week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.